This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to One Bills Live. It is that time here on a Friday for Tasker's Teammate, presented by Wegmans Meals to Go. Delicious meals delivered. Download the Wegmans app today. Steve, are you ready?
I am.
Clue number one for Tasker's Teammate. Born in Rome, Georgia in 1972. Played my high school ball for the Pepperell Dragons in Lindale, Georgia.
That was his high school ball?
Oh, yeah. The Pepperell
Rome,
Dragons.
Rome, Georgia. Wow, that got me. Don't know.
All right.
That's a good
clue
one.
Clue number two. I accepted a scholarship to Memphis University for college ball. I was a 3-year starter, and much like Steve, also spent some time on special teams in addition to getting some opportunities as a punt returner. I am most famously known for blocking 4 punts in one game in a 22-6 win over Arkansas, breaking the all-time NCAA record of 3, which was set back in 1942.
How do I not, like, immediately know who that is? Okay. All right. 4 punts. He's, and college was Memphis?
Yes.
It's not Russell Copeland.
It is not.
And he's got to be at least 10 years younger than me. He's born in 72.
Right.
So he's a young guy. Okay, go ahead.
Clue number three. My college exploits, which included 5 interceptions in my career, made me a 4th-round pick of the Bills in 1995.
What?
Did you hear that? 4th-round pick in 1995. I started 3 games as a rookie. Its injuries at my position thrust me into the lineup.
Oh, gosh.
Do you have an idea on a position here?
Got to be a corner or safety. Or could be a linebacker. Sam Rogers.
It is not Sam Rogers.
Gabe Northern.
It is not Gabe Northern.
It's not Jeff Burris.
It is not Jeff Burris. I'm going to go to the next clue.
Yeah, go to the next clue.
After 3 seasons with Steve as a teammate, I became a full-time starter in my 4th season, starting opposite fellow starter Thomas Smith. So now you know the position.
Kirby Jackson.
Not Kirby Jackson.
I'm on it. Hold on. Wait. No, I don't know. Okay.
So you have the position.
All right.
You know he was your teammate for the last 3 years of your career.
Right, right, right. Last 4 years. Oh, wait.
95, 96, 97,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, 96. Oh, man. Okay, go ahead. Give me another one.
I would play for the Bills for 7 seasons.
Oh, my gosh!
With my last coming in 2001 before I signed with New Orleans in free agency.
New Orleans. I should get this. Kenny Irvin.
It is Kenny Irvin. Correct. Correct. Kenny Irvin.
Kenny Irvin.
Kenny Irvin.
And we got Kenny on the line here.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny!
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
He was sweating it out there for a little bit.
I don't want to go too deep into the clues because then they just, you know. How you do? What are you doing, man? What are you doing these days? Are you coaching?
Man, I am. Yeah, here in Atlanta, I've been coaching here for the last 15 years or so as a community coach, just trying to get my fix and been doing that and being a dad in real estate and just trying to keep things moving, man.
Awesome, man. Where are you coaching?
At a school called Great Atlanta Christian here in Atlanta, Georgia, where my kids went to school. So.
Very nice.
I'm an empty nesters now. Both of my kids are a junior in college, my other's graduated. So man, I'm enjoying the life.
That's
now,
about
man.
Right. Yeah, so, we're empty nesters too. That's good. That's awesome. I did not remember you had blocked four punts in a game.
Yep, that's kind of like what my kind of special team niche was. It kind of as a rookie. Actually, I was a freshman at Memphis, and to this day, Steve, I honestly. Like, it's impossible to block the same punt four times from the same exact position and change the punter and the kicker and them not realize that it was their scheme. It's like, it was just, right. I guess, unheard of.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's unbelievable, though. Kenny, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you coached a current member of the Bills practice squad. Kyler McMichael is on the Bills practice squad right now. You coached him at Greater Atlanta Christian School, right?
Absolutely, I did. I'm excited about that. I mean, I told him once he got picked up by the Bills, like Bills Mafia, it's nothing like it. And he's excited to be there, looking forward for the opportunity. You know, obviously the new management there, those guys spent a great deal of time in developing their players, just like with Benford and all those guys. I mean, D. Jackson. It's amazing what they're doing. So he's in a good position. He's a heck of a talent, and I'm excited to see that he's got his foot in the door up there.
How long has it been since you've been back to Buffalo?
I was back in Buffalo this summer in July. I came to the golf tournament for the one we had over there by the airport.
Alumni tournament.
Tournament, absolutely.
At Diamond Hawk Golf Tournament, yeah, yep. I remember. Yeah, that's one they always have there. Yeah, they always have that, and I can never make it because I'm on the job. They have it on a
that's right.
Weekend,
so, they have it right during the day. Yeah, yeah, you can never make it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Kenny.
Yeah.
You went to New Orleans for one season, and then you finished up in Minnesota, correct?
New Orleans or Minnesota?
You finished up in Minnesota your last couple of years, right? Like. Yeah. So you got back. You got back with Antoine Winfield and Pat Williams up there, right? Weren't they on the team then, up there in Minnesota?
Yes, actually, yep, they were. Both of those guys were there. I think Antoine came. Yeah, Antoine came after me as a free agent when he left Buffalo to Minnesota, and I think Pat Williams came. He may have been there a year before, or he may have came a year or two right after I was there. But yes, I played with those guys for a couple of years while I was in Minnesota.
Yeah. And obviously you were part of the number one defense in 99, which, you know, the Bills finally duplicated last year. And I don't know if you saw this, but right at the end of training camp, Ted Cottrell came down to practice. And we got a picture of him and Leslie Frazier, the two coordinators who are the last two DCs to have the number one defenses. But what was that 99 year like? I know they couldn't run the ball on you guys at all back in 99, but what do you remember about that year when you guys really locked it down on defense?
I mean, it was just a great group of guys. I mean, with Henry Jones, Kirk Schultz, Bruce Smith, I mean, you go on and on the list. It was, you know, my job as a young guy was just kind of being there, you know, do my job, understand what the game plan was, but I mean, it was so surreal in that year and what we were able to do and accomplish. And it's just a testament to Coach Cottrell and trusting us and us growing together and putting all the pieces together and to see it come to fruition on the field was a good part to be able to say that you was a part of a number one team, a number one ranked defense in the NFL. It says a lot. And, you know, we talk about that all the time still. So it was good.
Well, Kenny, I got to tell you, you look the same. I recognize you now because I see you. It's great to talk to you. I'm glad you're here. You're doing well. Good luck with your kids. I'm glad you're an empty nester like I am. It doesn't make me feel all that much older. So I appreciate it. It's good to see you, man. Thanks for coming on with us.
No problem, guys. I appreciate you having me. Have a blessed day.
All right. You too, Kenny. Thanks for joining us. That's Kenny Irvin, former Bills cornerback and former teammate of one Stephen A. Tasker. I remember when Kenny kind of came in right when I started covering the team. And so I kind of saw his career was getting off the ground as mine was. And I remember I used to go to him a lot just as a young guy in that locker room. That was a good group on the back end there. I mean, he already mentioned a couple of the guys, Henry Jones, Kurt Schultz, and then you had Thomas Smith. Antoine came in as a young guy, as a first-round pick, and he was playing nickel. Mm-hmm. So you had Thomas Smith and Kenny Irvin on the outside, and then Antoine in the nickel. That was pretty good top three corners on your roster.
Henry Jones was as good a safety as the team's ever had. And Kurt Schultz was a big-time hitter, big dude, too. So, yeah, they had a crew back there. It always helps when you've got, you know, Pat Williams and Bruce up front.
And Ted.
And Ted.
Think about that.
Yeah, you ain't running on that crew.
So Ted Cottrell and Wade Phillips, they were playing a 3-4. So Pat was Ted's backup. But Pat was doing so well in practice. Mm-hmm. Wade's like, we got to get him on the field somehow. And so they would put them both on the field at the same time on first and 10 with Bruce or with Phil. I mean, good luck running on that group. And they called it the package. That Ted and Pat were on the field at the same time, Wade called it the package. Like, that's a pretty large package.
Those guys, Ted Washington was probably...
He's an immovable force.
He's in the conversation for the absolute best defensive line run stuffer of all time. Mm-hmm. Absolutely in that conversation.
He played for 20 years.
Absolutely in the top... Yeah. He may be the guy, the best run stuffer as a defensive tackle of all time.
At a time when they ran the ball.
Right. And now he struggled to get after the passer, which is the only reason he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because he was never outside the top five in run defense on any defense he ever played in, and he was the reason.
Yeah.
And then you put Pat Williams beside him. Yeah, it's just like it's a moot point.
Yeah, forget it.
Whatever running game you've got, it's a moot point. So,
all right, good addition to Tasker's teammate there. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get to your thoughts from the Friday fan mailbag. We also have Tailgate Friday. What do you have on the menu this week for Bills at Ravens? Anybody cooking up some crab cakes? We need to know. We'll check in next here on One Bills Live, presented by Collider Health. It's Buffalo Bills Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.